This is episode 3 of A Story to Tell, and I'm here with Nicholas Burge. Nick?
Hello, my dudes. I'm Nicholas Burge, also known as Nicholas the Absolute Dude.
Nicholas the Absolute Dude. I don't think I've ever heard you be called that before.
Well, call back to 2 podcasts ago, Eric...
Did he just say that? Wow.
Redacted always calls me that.
Oh, I did not.
Did we use his last name?
Well, we used it on the first episode.
Okay.
Eric Brown.
I wasn't sure which all were redacting in this.
Anything that could tie anything.
Coming straight to you from Redacted University.
Yikes. Okay.
Redacted University in a redacted direction.
All right. So a lot of bleeps, I think, at the beginning. No, I'm kidding. yes. Nick has informed me that anytime he curses, he wants a chicken sound effect. But I don't know. We'll see.
Hell, yeah.
All right.
You have to now.
I mean, I don't have to bleep it. This is an explicit podcast.
If it's that gratuitous, you should.
Maybe.
For me.
We'll see. I have to find a royalty-free chicken sound effect.
Yeah, let me get
Or else they'll block me.
Oh, I'm sure there's plenty of royalty-free chickens. If not, just go on a field recording of a farm.
Okay. That's good. There's plenty of them around here in Redacted, Ohio. tell me a little bit about you, your story.
Oh, well, I'm Nicholas Burge, as you know. I work on the same campus as Justin Fleming. I am an early childhood education major with a minor in philosophy and English. And, yeah, I'm going to be a teacher.
Nice. Are you going to bleep yourself with chicken noises in the classroom?
I hope someone's there to bleep me with chicken noises.
Yeah, you should carry that pig around and just... I wish we had it so I could let them hear the sound it makes. But Bentley Jones took it.
That pig can hold like quarters in it. That could be like my swear jar. Every time I have to squeeze it, a kid makes me put a quarter in it.
That'd be funny.
That pays for the class Christmas party.
So what are you going to talk about today?
Oh, I don't know. Talk about my education.
Okay.
What I'm doing, and maybe some interesting stories with farm animals.
Yes, I hope you do tell that story. That's a good one. So take it away. Let's hear it.
Oh, God. You want me to take it away?
Yeah, take it away.
God. Well, as I've said, early childhood education major. I plan to teach probably somewhere around here, maybe for a year. But I'd mostly want to move away. For a little while. Okay. I want to come back. But for, like, early childhood education, I want to teach somewhere abroad.
So, like, where do you want to go?
Goal is not abroad, technically.
Okay.
My goal is, at the end of it, I want to spend a couple years teaching in Hawaii.
Oh, okay.
Everything else I can find on a list of international schools that the U.S. sponsors. There's a whole list through the Department of... I don't know what department it is.
Education?
I think it... I don't know if it is Department of Education.
State
you
Department?
Go, yeah, it's State Department. Okay. Yeah, that's what it's on.
Gotcha.
Yeah, there's like so many. Like every single country almost has a U.S.-sponsored international school. So okay. Kenya in particular is a really dope-looking school.
Really? So you want to go abroad for a few years, and then you want to come back here to Redacted, Ohio?
Absolutely. Okay. Come to Redacted, Ohio.
What? So you've been here. Have you been here your whole life?
Yep.
What makes you want to come back? Right. Just here? Because it's comfortable, or?
Definitely not because it's comfortable.
Because you want to be the change, or like, is it something inspiring?
I want to change a bit. There's places I like. Yeah. I like a lot of Redacted West Virginia.
Okay.
That I really enjoy being around there.
Okay.
There's just like parts of the culture here that I really feel like I internalize. Mm-hmm. And if I wanted to make a difference on that, I couldn't make that difference just teaching here my entire life.
Okay.
And also, I started out wanting to do high school education, then I just moved to early childhood because I realized I sucked with kids. So I was like, well, I need to challenge myself. Yeah. So that's just kind of what I want to do. And then whenever I come back here, I'll start teaching high school and try and do service, be in community stuff, and who knows, maybe make a positive impact.
That'd be good. Have you already done your student teaching?
I've done my half student teaching, where I'm basically there every day, but I'm only there half the days. Okay. But I haven't done my full student teaching.
I thought you did something.
That's going to be a China.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So do you want to talk about China a little bit?
Sure. Okay. I think the best way to talk about China would be probably to talk about my whole university experience, because it's like everything boils down to it. So it starts really, obviously I go into early childhood because I wanted that discomfort of doing something that's challenging to me. And I've always wanted to do like the crazy classes, like philosophy minor, you know, I want to do the stuff that's challenging and different and try and expand things. So I took this global early childhood education course that was offered through another redacted branch of redacted university.
Okay.
Of a redacted direction.
Oh, boy.
And I had this amazing professor. This was an online class, too. This is an online class that had no business being this good. And we got to go through education systems of every single like country you could think of. Like, we went all over. And just doing that made me curious about going. But the professor told me in particular, she said she really wanted me to try and do this consortium for overseas student teaching. And at the time, I thought, that's not probable, because who has the finances to do a study abroad, especially one that's as long as this one? This is 3 months long. And I just started looking into it a little bit. I think I discussed with my advisor and discussed with my clinical advisor, and it came to my mind again after about a year, and I just decided, okay, well, let me reach out, let me figure out what I can do and how feasible this is. And then I realized all I had to do was take a class at the main branch of our campus, and which meant driving an hour and a half every single week to do that. And I ended up taking on the study abroad.
Nice.
Yeah. So and this came after I already knew I wanted to go to Hawaii.
Okay.
But I was thinking, I don't know if I wanted to just teach there the entire time or if I wanted to like actually travel. But then I realized, oh, there's a whole department dedicated to U.S. international schools that actually makes it super feasible to teach abroad. And they're all in huge cities.
I feel like a lot of people say, like, oh, I want to go abroad and teach. But I feel like a lot of people don't know how to go about it. Like, and they just kind of dismiss it. So
it
is cool that you were
here actually try and do it.
Yeah. So it's great that you were able to find the resources to go. When do you go? We've talked about this, but for the people who haven't talked.
My dates are February 3rd to April 27th. Okay. I'm okay telling you my flight schedule, because good luck trying to find me in China, people. Stalkers, good luck. I'll probably leave somewhere around February 1st and come back just in time for graduation.
Okay. How are you feeling about it? Like, I know you're going to be excited that you're going, but there's got to be that.
It's exciting that I'm going.
Is it just constant pooping?
Are we going to talk about poop stories?
If you want, yeah. Because, like, I would be, like, so nervous. Because I leaving my comfort zone is not easy. So, like, I would be, like, super anxious.
Oh, yeah. I still get, like, ridiculously anxious. Yeah. I have it right now. Yeah. This is public speaking.
Oh,
it's
doing
ridiculous.
This?
Yeah. I mean, it's something that I'm like, oh, I'll go into doing anything. Yeah. And I will do literally anything. I've gotten that nerve that I can do anything, and I'm not scared to do it, but I'll still feel it.
Okay.
I'll feel it for, like, time afterwards.
That's good, though, that you can at least do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
Pooping.
Pooping.
Pooping your way to China.
Oh, yeah. If I'm excited. There's the excitement. There's definitely the fear. And everybody, any country you go to, anyone's going to be like, oh, don't get kidnapped. Don't get mugged. Don't get
murdered. It's never anything positive. Don't have too much fun.
Everybody does that.
Don't take in all of the sights. It's always like, don't get killed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel, and it's kind of weird. I don't know if that's just our American mindset.
I think it is.
It kind of is. That's something I was worried about, too. It's just, like, the Americanization of traveling in general. Mm. I think that we're all always, like, trying to carry way too much of us. I think that's why they hate us when we go over.
Probably.
Because we're always trying to hold so much onto our Americanness that we become way too American.
Yeah.
So I've just kind of decided, like, I might as well just be myself while I'm there, but let myself mold into it. I've always done that when I'm traveling. I don't like trying to be so overtly antagonistic to it. Like, I'm not going to get a VPN when I'm there. I'm not going to try and use Facebook without permission and stuff like that.
Is it a crime to do that?
I think it is a deregulated crime. So it's, if you're like an official, like bigger body in China and you're doing that and you're using like a VPN that the government hasn't approved of, you might be in more trouble. But I don't think that expats necessarily deal with that as much. It's more like the police that will enforce it will take it from you. I've seen some, I think, on the internet where one was just like, they just had me delete it from my phone and things like that.
Okay.
Because they don't let you use anything that's not approved of. They even have government-approved VPNs. Mm. Isn't that interesting?
It is interesting.
The government regulates the VPNs.
Yeah, I don't know.
I hope I don't get censored just for talking about China's VPN stuff.
That'd be bad.
I have so much more to talk about after I'm there.
Now, we need to do a follow-up episode when you get back.
We totally should.
Yeah, like that would be an amazing episode.
Yeah, that'll be really interesting.
So what do you think will be the hardest part? I mean, there's going to be a language barrier, but you're learning a little bit of Chinese, right? Or no, are you or are you not?
I am doing my bestest to try and do it among God knows how many papers I have to write in school. So when I get out, I'll get a notebook. I think I saw one in the library here that actually has like a beginner to intermediate.
Yeah.
Is library redacted? Do I need to
no,
get
it's not. So the language barrier is going to be a challenge. What else do you think will be a challenge?
There's that. There's going to be travel. The city I'm going to is Hangzhou, which is about 4.5 hours from Shanghai. The population in the main part of the city is like 9 million.
Oh, wow.
The population overall in the prefecture of that area, not counting the entire district or province, is 21 million. Place I was planning to go to, I was planning to go to Spain first, and the population there was like 190,000. Really? Not big at all. It would have been like this tri-state, but in a smaller area.
Okay. Have you ever been to a place that's had 9 million people? Like, have you traveled a lot before
this? I've been abroad before. I've been to London. I've experienced a little bit. I've seen what it's like being that busy. France, actually, Paris is, I think, a lot more congested.
Did you go there for school, or?
There was a bit of, it was like a school thing. It was education first. Just wonderful company. They are just so great, and that is completely ironic.
So you've been to Europe, you're going to go to Asia, you've obviously been to North America, you've been to South America or any other continents. Is your goal of yours to knock them all out?
I do want to go to South America. Peru looks really interesting, yeah. I think. Let me see. Argentina, Uruguay. I think Paraguay is supposed to be really good. Places with really good education systems around there. Ecuador is supposed to be really good for that. I want to go to Ecuador for sure.
Yeah,
I would definitely teach there.
That'd be nice.
Get out in the forest. There's like every single type of landmass you could think of is in Ecuador. That's where I could have gone, but my mom was really not happy about me saying I wanted to put that as an option.
Oh, how is your family taking you going to China without them for...
They're a lot better than China than I was when I said I would want to go to Ecuador.
Oh, jeez. All right. Why is that?
Because everybody around here thinks that South America is extremely dangerous.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're not wrong. That is the
cartels.
Yeah. So you mentioned farm animals.
Oh, shit.
Literally. I know this story, but... And I'd say, honestly, a few people that are going to listen to this episode know this story.
Yeah, but too many people know this because my girlfriend was just so cordial as to tell the story without telling me that she was telling other people.
She did. She did.
While I was still mourning the assumed death of a cow.
Why don't you tell the listeners the story, the death of Betsy the cow?
So I was going to see my girlfriend that night. It was just a normal night. I mean, nothing different happens that than any other time other than, you know, driving around country roads is like happy tree friends. And you see all the dead animals.
Oh, yeah.
You know how it is. But everywhere. You know, we're all looking for deer. We're looking for deer whenever.
Yeah, deer, small bunnies.
We don't want to hit a possum either. I don't want to hit a possum. I'd feel really bad if I hit one.
Yeah.
So I'm just driving home as usual. It's like 11 p.m. It's dark. Mm-hmm. And my headlights are dark. I have my brights on. I still can't hardly see in front of me. I'm not kidding you. Like, I have Like, if people drive by, I have my headlights on because nobody notices.
Yeah.
That's how dark they are. And, you know, I'm just driving along, and a black figure that I definitely know to be a cow, the rear end of a cow, comes right there. I swerve just the slightest bit, and that cow hits right on my...
Did it roll over the hood of your car?
A little bit. It hit right on the hood of my car. The deer was like... If you're driving forward, the deer's ass is right in front of you, mm-hmm. and then a little bit to the left. Its ass is a little to the left. Okay. I swerve as much as I could, hitting it with the right corner of my car, and it definitely goes up onto my hood, and shit splatters all the way on my windshield.
Did the windshield break?
No.
Oh, you're very lucky.
The windshield did not break.
You're very lucky.
I am extremely lucky. A cow could absolutely kill you.
Yeah.
If you hit it, even worse than a deer.
But if it wouldn't have killed you, you would have gotten a nice brown shower. That was disgusting.
Nice brown shower. That's a great metaphor. That's a metaphor for my life, honestly. You see, I'm like the reverse prophecy.
Oh, yeah?
I'm always having... horrible things happen to me, and then something good happens in my life. It's always that. So I had to take my car. First of all, had to find a place to stop because there's almost no places that are lit. I'm still on a back road. I didn't preface that. My girlfriend lives way out in the country, like 20 minutes out in there. So I'm driving. I'm 5 minutes in getting home. So I still have 10-15 minutes to get anywhere on the highway. I finally got to a church probably a mile down the road that had its lights on and I could check. And not just the shit in... It didn't get in the headlight, thankfully. It was just on the windshield and on the bumper. Bumper is... That right side of the bumper's caved in. Nothing else fell off but the headlight. Yeah. Headlight was hanging by its wire. So I was able to, for the most part, keep it on. It was on, too. All I had to do was put some tape on it. It worked just fine. And I did that when I got home. So it was just like, still all a panic. I've had a million horrible, ridiculous things happen to me while I'm driving my car. So I'm at this point, I'm used to the absolute panic attack of something just stupid happening to me. I've had the worst things. Hydroplane into the back of a truck.
Oh, my God.
I was geocaching, and a guy shooed me off of what I did not know to be his property. I thought it was just an extension of a country road.
Yeah.
Shoos me off of his property, backing with this big yellow thing. I backed off of the gravel, and it bent the frame where my tires are at.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
Driving, and I'm hearing this, like, whistle going because my tire is, like, rotated inward towards
my car
a bit. Yeah, the price of geocaching is about $250 any tire place that's reputable. So I took my car all the way, and I managed to get the rest of that 25 minutes to get home. And thankfully, there's a car wash place right outside there. Oh, yeah, I didn't mention, not only is there shit all over there, there's cow hair in the headlight. I'm pretty sure there's still cow hair somewhere on that car. Got it to the car wash. Had to put a tarp over. I had a tarp in my trunk because I have camping supplies, and I'm too stupid to waterproof things. So I put the tarp over the headlight, and I wash it for. It was probably a good 10 minutes. Cost me like $12.
Jeez,
it's like $12. I thought I got it off pretty quickly.
Cost the cow its life.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's dead.
So it may not even be dead. What if it's just, like, walking around the countryside with, like, a limp?
All I know is that farmer could not be found. My girlfriend's family knows plenty of people around there. They didn't find it. And he probably, for his own good, because he didn't want to pay the money.
What if it was a cow ghost?
God, it's like a Bruce Willis cow.
Yeah.
Spoilers!
I know.
Which movie is that a spoiler for?
Well, we did Endgame last week, but then I think we did. There was some Pig Latin.
God.
If you want to do some Pig Latin for The Sixth Sense, feel free.
Sixth Sense? I already did. Spoiler, Bruce Willis is a ghost. You've had like 20 minutes to watch, 20 years to watch that movie. I don't care. I don't care to ruin things for people.
So, you've told me you're going to start a YouTube channel.
Absolutely.
Let's hear about it.
Okay, so
Wait, real quick. Is this going to be more like Ryan's toy review?
Yes. Or I'm going to Blippi? I'm going to do toy reviews.
Blippi.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to do Blippi videos.
But before, watch Blippi.
Before he was Blippi, though, and he was pooping on people.
Oh, my God, yeah. He was pooping on people, and he was in the Air Force.
I will say...
That's a much better comeback than anything I'm ever going to have in my life.
I will say, this episode with you had more poop in it than the other two combined.
We could have a lot more poop. We can talk about more.
That was something I think you were tied to, right? It was a poop passion project?
We were about to be, because okay. Eric Brown was going to... do a very brown podcast with our coworker Tiffany. God.
I love that. A very called brown podcast.
Talking Shit, was it?
Yes,
they wanted to do either Shit Talkers, Talking Shit, the Poop Pod.
Poop Pod. Poop Cast.
Let's just go ahead and talk about the Poop Cast.
Okay, let's talk
for a
about
second.
It.
So,
it was Tiffany, Eric.
Just Tiffany and Eric. They were going to be the ones. Yeah, I remember Tiffany sent one to her Snapchat. It was her intro.
Oh,
were you
going
to be on it? Would you do it?
I would do an episode, yeah.
What was your story going to be?
Oh, I don't think I have a story. I would just, I guess, discuss poop. I don't know.
Well, I have a poop story for you.
Oh, you want to give us a
sneak peek? I absolutely have a poop story for you. This is going to...
I have no idea what this story is, so I hope it does not offend anybody.
This isn't going to offend anybody because it's just sad.
Okay, let's
it's
hear
just
it.
Sad, but I don't think that people are going to necessarily like that I'm telling the story because I'm talking about pooping
myself. Breaking news. Shannon just said... put this on your podcast and send me an audio clip. So hang on real quick. Let's see what this is. Yahoo! Oh, wow. Okay. That was her doing the Mario.
Waluigi is going to be in Smash Brothers.
What?
That's what it is. It's the forthcoming Waluigi in Smash.
So last night when we were playing card, before we get back to your poop cast, she sounds like R2-D2.
What?
When she's like shocked, she goes like, what? It sounds like R2 when you get shocked by like the electrical panel.
Everybody's going to go back and listen to her podcast after this.
They
should. She's going to keep having more views than any of us.
She still does, yeah. So let's hear about this poop cast.
Okay, so
the poop story
they're going to do that. And I was going to try and set up anything I could because I have stories. My girlfriend has stories. All of us have poop stories. We all have. And mostly I think that what they wanted to do was stories about pooping yourself. And I have. That story, and it is disgusting and sad.
Oh, God. Okay.
This
is it disgusting and sad?
Yeah, it's okay. Sad because this was coming last Thanksgiving.
Oh, this is recent.
This was pre-Thanksgiving last year.
Oh, no.
I had all of the things I wanted ready to do Thanksgiving. I felt like I was on top of my game last November, you know, doing my passion projects with my student teaching and everything. It's all great. Until I get sick the week before Thanksgiving. I even had a turkey trot ready, and I couldn't do it because of this. I get stomach flu. And you know what happens when you have stomach flu? You wake up in the middle of night with shit on your drawers.
Oh, God.
Didn't even wake up to do this.
Oh,
I
no.
woke up with shit on my pants.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
That was the worst pain. That was the saddest thing in my life. It was also really sad because, like, I can't get to sleep because every 10 minutes,
yeah,
you have to get up to poop out the rest of the bile from your stomach. Oof. It's like reverse hangover.
Oh, God.
Except it's your body telling you to fucking stop and it gives you the flu.
That sounds horrible.
That was going to be my story.
Did you get a Thanksgiving like do-over or no?
What do you mean? Like this year?
No, last year. Like, was Thanksgiving postponed for you?
Oh, God. I think I was just ready enough by Thanksgiving time that I was able to handle it. I don't even know if I had a Friendsgiving last year or anything. Mm-hmm. But I got just good enough that I could get a plate in Thanksgiving.
Oof.
And I didn't go.
And it sucks. Even like when you're better, you're still recovering. Like your body's weak.
The flu is a motherfucker, man.
It is. Yeah. It sucks. It's just, it's no good. So your YouTube channel, Blippi. No.
Yep. We're going to do Blippi and a Ryan's Toy Reviews kind of model.
Oh my gosh.
And we're going to try and go, I'm going to try and take YouTube back to the paradigm of pre-ElsaGate.
Okay.
You know what ElsaGate was,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to try and go pre-ElsaGate, so we're going to make all of those same videos, you know. But instead of that, we're going to have Anna, and it's going to be Wolverine. We're going to still have the syringes. We're going to have the really gross poop jokes.
Okay.
Anna's going to get pregnant. You're going to assume it's Wolverine. All the villains are going to be there trying to do whatever with Anna. It was...
Yikes.
There are a lot of people listening to this podcast right now that have no idea what ElsaGate is, and I really hope that they look it up on YouTube and figure out what this was, because this was the craziest time period in YouTube history.
It was bad.
I blame the parents.
A lot of videos were sneaking in on through the kid filters, right?
I don't even think there were kid filters.
Oh, I don't know.
Really? Well, they kind of were. I don't even know how YouTube Kids works. I think it was all based off of their tags. So,
okay.
For those of you listening that don't know, basically, what was it? It was these two people that got famous because of H3H3 that were doing it. It was Mo and Ethan Bradbury. They did like these prank videos where they would like go up to people and do absolutely ridiculous things to try and get their attention and get beat up at the same time. They realized that the model for pranks didn't work, so they decided, let's make kids' channels. So they start making these Spider-Man Elsa videos, and it's the weirdest thing. It's like time lapses of them moving at each other, like weird, oddly sexual things that are happening. And because they're all tagged and they're in costumes, it gets put to the front of YouTube Kids. And because kids, like when they're younger than 5 years old, don't really have the knowledge to like pay attention to what they're watching or pick different videos, they just let the autoplay go. And parents don't pay attention to what their kids are watching on YouTube, so they just let the autoplay go.
Yeah.
And you get into this is another thing. I'm pretty sure kids are going to get like really bad mental health issues because of this, because they're watching like the weirdest videos.
Oh, yeah.
Like these automated videos that are made by companies and like other places, like where they make sweatshop YouTube videos, basically, is what they're making. And these are on there, and they're these really graphic videos. So I'm like, I'm going to get back into that. I'm going to try and tap out that potential for what it's worth. That cash cow's still there.
Yeah, it definitely is. You need to.
It's not like Copa's going to ruin that or anything.
As an early childhood education major, I think doing that's probably your best move. I'm joking.
This is all a joke. This isn't actually going to happen. This isn't how I'm going to make a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a YouTube. I'm going to just explore some of my passions, but I'm going to put teaching in there.
That'd be good.
I'll try and do like maybe a video every week or two, but have like miscellaneous videos set aside for teaching.
Are you going to try to integrate it into your classroom?
I'll probably do it about like topics that I get on my classroom, because I think that's what people are usually looking for when they're looking up teaching videos. They're looking for like advice. Yeah. Usually, so I'll try and put that in there.
So is this more for the teachers?
No.
This
is like all me. I'm trying to make this all like my personality kind of thing. So I don't want to make it just for teachers, but I want to make it more about like the culture of teachers too. Because one of the most annoying things, and one of the things that I find whenever I'm on Goodreads and I'm looking up like the reviews of a teacher book that I'm finding people criticizing it. It's because people have this weird perception of teachers that all they do is teach, and they take work home, which we're all so used to, that no one like whenever someone's making a book praising teachers or they're making a documentary praising teachers, it's never about their personal lives.
Yeah.
And it's never about anything that they're passionate about or their hobbies. And it's kind of a weird thing. I don't really like how they do that in this culture because we're already workaholics and now you're trying to put us in a box. So I want to make it more about who I am. So I'm going to make videos about, like, writing and things like that. I'll make, like, review videos of movies and books and comics, stuff like that.
Okay.
Maybe video games. Who knows?
That'd be nice.
See where it goes with that. Do some vlogging and just try different things out. I want to do, like, a Poetry Monday. Get, like, somebody else to read poetry. Figure out if I can get some modern poetry that I can get read on there. And try and get that out and make a little podcast with it too.
We good?
Stuff like that. Then do like Wednesday reviews, Friday do teaching videos, Sunday do a vlog.
Sounds good. That's good.
Cash out that vlog money. Get that new Casey Neistat.
Well, Nick, I want to thank you for being here today.
I thank you for having me on.
There was way more poop than I expected.
There's never enough poop.
I'm not complaining.
On this podcast. Let me find something nice and inspiring.
If it's copyrighted music, you can't play it.
I'm not going to find music. Okay. I'm just going to like try and find like an inspiring quote.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. While you're looking for that, I'll go ahead and let everyone know you will be back after you get back from China, right?
Absolutely.
You're going to have a lot of fun.
It's going to be fun.
Taking all the sights and the sounds.
Sounds. Let's try to find some poetry. I found some poetry about the West Lake in Hangzhou.
Okay.
Get in on that a little bit. I just want to get in the culture. Yeah. You know.
Did you find your quote? No.
Maybe. Oh. Let me see here. Okay, let's just get a good old Bill Burr joke going over here. Okay. I've never read this before, so we'll see if this is good. Oh, God. Wait. That one looked like it might have...
While you're doing that, I'm going to tell everybody to like, follow, subscribe, and share, and leave us a review. 5 stars is the best, and I hope that's what you will leave. You can follow us on social media, A Story to Tell, on Twitter and Facebook, and Instagram. We're on Instagram, and website is storytotellpod.com. What are you laughing about?
Dick Cheney made money off the Iraq War.
Oh, yeah, that's another story. So if you have a story you'd like to share, message me on social media or email me at show@storytotellpod.com, and we'll get you on the show, and I think Nick might be ready.
Oh, no. These are all annoying. Whenever you look up quotes by, like, comedians, they don't go for jokes. They try and go for, like, something about freaking life or something. It's like that stupid Jim Carrey effect. I was going to say something about Bill Burr. Watch the Monday morning podcast with Bill Burr. You'll find something funny.
That's what you told me right before we started recording to listen to it, so I'm going to check that out.
Get on it.
All right. Well, Nick, it's been fun.
It has been fun.
Thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
All right. Goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen.